Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ollie Sachs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clancy moves to second. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Kaum reaches second base with a double. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Kaum moves to third. One out. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sachs has Kaum trapped. There's the throw to Mannion and back to Sachs, who tags Kaum for the out. Sisell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Brannon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNeely. The throw from Kraus and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. Two outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannon hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Com hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-0 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redfern. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Redfern steals second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress bunts in front of the plate. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Adkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 2 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue is called out on strikes. One out. Ollie Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sachs is 0 for 1 in the game. Sachs bunts towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Krause picks up the ball and throws it to Clancy, who tags the runner out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 2 in the game. Brannon hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maenisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins fires to first and picks off McNeely. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kaum hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maynish strikes out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-3 in the game. Mostill hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Ollie Sachs. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mannion hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-2 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo now playing third base. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-3 in the game. Brannan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Redfern bunts towards third. Melillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. One out. Bib Falk pinch hits for Bill Cecil. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk strikes out. Two outs. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-3 in the game. Kraus is walked intentionally. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Adkins strikes out. Buck Redfern now playing shortstop. Bill Barrett now playing second base. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.